with underage drinking in general, a new crop of freshmen coming in, what is UNC doing to try to educate on the front end of these situations of the dangers of underage drinking, and it's not going to stop, so how to handle those things in a responsible way?
Well, we have a very detailed orientation program, which is very important. That's when you sort of meet the students in the beginning and you start getting them to talk about these issues. And those programs are changed every year. People spend a lot of time really putting effort to it. And underage drinking is really important, and people talk about that. Binge drinking in particular, because everybody knows that that's really a public safety and a public health issue that is across the nation. Then I think what we've been spending a lot of effort to improve is getting our RAs, the people that live right on the floor with students, to be increased, and they are passionate people, but to be increasingly trained themselves. How can we continue to really press this idea that not only can you give people advice, but the best help really is peer-to-peer at the moment, people that are on site being able to give advice. What do you do when your friends don't listen to you? I think that is constantly a part of what we're doing. We're also in the middle of working in a very close partnership with Chapel Hill on binge drinking and ways that we can work together with the town to make this an even more powerful program. There's nothing more important to me than student safety. So I think about this and anything that deals with their safety all the time, and you really can't ever say that you fixed this. This is always going to be something we need to help educate our students, and it has to persist more than in orientation, because it really takes place in the year, not on the first weekend. It's usually something that people have to learn how to deal with as they go through their first year in particular.
And unfortunately, something that has drinking tied into it a lot, sexual assault on campus, has been something that, as you said, was a major issue whenever you came into the job here at UNC. I know that the sexual assault training module was something that was introduced in the spring, I believe. Is it too early to know some of the results of the training that's being instituted?
Well, I think in a way it is too early to know. And because you need to train people, you need to keep training them, and you need to have a chance to get numbers back and look at them. We're starting our second year after we completely redid all of our Title IX sexual assault and violence prevention. And we have a whole group getting back together to look at the first year. What did we learn? How can we improve it? So we're in a continuous improvement cycle. We're also part of groups that are trying to get a more accurate assessment of whether our students feel like they know where the resources are. That was a big part of it for us, is that we need people to know where to go as quickly as possible so that their immediate help and immediate ability to reach out to people is fast. So I need to see, first of all, are more of our students aware where to go. In the beginning, we may see more reporting. The better we are at telling people where to get help, the more we may see increased reporting. That we have to be okay with. And then we also have to also consider, once they have reported, how well are they treated? How do they feel as they've come through? So there's many steps to actually seeing real improvement. In the end, the hardest thing to probably measure will be whether or not we were able to really influence bad decisions, bad results that happen in the moment. And I think you do. The better you train, the more bystanders you have, the more people ready to really intervene as necessary, I think we will make progress. But we're going to have to see a lot of pieces progress before we can really be certain we're doing everything. Well, we'll never do everything we can do. We'll always be wanting to do more.
Final safety question here. Unfortunately, we have a point of reference going back to February with the shooting at Findlay Forest. So that's something that didn't happen on campus. It wasn't a student carrying out the violent act. Is that something that is still brought into the thought process of administration, of keeping the campus safe, because there were so many off-campus factors in that?
Well, I think it was transformative for the community in that it reminds us that we are part of a bigger world, and the world's problems also happen in places that you don't expect it. But it also was important for people to continue to remember that there are many people that don't feel safe. Not because they necessarily think there's high incidence of threat, but because the way they feel a part of the community, how they're responded to in the community. We've listened and continue to talk to students about this all the time. So I think it's been very important. The families involved were extraordinary in that they came out of that incredibly despairing and terrible moment and talked in a way to students and people in the community about love and hope and building character and respect. That's had a very strong impact too. It's been quite inspirational, but the inspiration hasn't said we don't have to worry about it. It's just that we have to really treat this with the gravity that's necessary to continue to make even a community that feels safe know that it has to continue to be working to make understanding better.